You always think that it's greener on the other side. Like you think, well, if I was, I hadn't quit and be at work, you know, maybe it'd be better. But I went back for a reunion last week, and I told my husband, it's a good thing I went. I said, I've been thinking about nostalgic feelings about my job and all that. I went back, and I'm glad I'm out of there, you know. I miss my girlfriends there at work, but I see everybody getting older and more haggard and worried, and a lot of them could retire, but they're after that money. They're insecure, so they're after that money, and I know that they could retire now, but they won't let go, and I'm glad I let go. And then you think about how, like, I always admired my neighbor across the street because she's always so busy going here and there, you know. I said, gee, she just got exciting life, and here she tells me she's very lonely now because her husband left her and all that. And I think to myself, see, you're envying a lot of people, and actually you've got it made, you know. So maybe that's I have to think of, realize this when I'm 57 years old. We should have realized that when I was 30 years old. So that's a lesson for you, you know. That you think everybody else has got it nicer and better than you do. It isn't, you know. Even my brother was telling me about his job. I thought, oh, he's got a gravy job, you know, working with the being a buyer and being taken out to lunch, you know, with all the salesmen and all that. And he was telling me, because he wants to retire too in June when he's 55. He says, no, there's a lot of office politics. He says new men come in, new management comes in, and he said, and that they make it rough on you, they make you feel like they're small. And he said, and they don't treat you like a person. And here I've been there almost 35 years, and they come in, young, new hotshots come in, and they'll step over you or kill you just to get ahead, you know. And he says that it's a very insecure feeling. And he says, I don't like that atmosphere. So see, here I was saying, well, he had a, you know, I had trouble, you know. It's not always cracked up to be.
Do you still see women that you were friends with when you were working?
You mean in Honeywell or Douglas?
Either.
Oh, yes, especially Honeywell. I still, well, one of my best girlfriends is a black girl, and she and I worked side by side together, and we just clicked. We got along real good, and we're the type that we always can talk. We always have a conversation, and everybody would say, "What do you girls have so much to talk about?" You know, all day long, morning and night, and we just happened to be very compatible. And she either calls me. I call her, sometimes like I tell her, I say, I gotta see you, I'll go over to her house. And she's the one that called me about the reunion. She's the one that wants me to come. She's out, in fact, when I wasn't there, she came out to see where I was, you know, to come and get me. And we go shopping, nice, have lunch together. Not too often, but just every once in a while. And then I have another Mexican girlfriend. She's kind of busy with her kids, but we get on the phone and talk, you know. And she said she's gonna come over this week and see me, you know. So,
they
yeah.
Both from Honeywell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like when I went back to the reunion, I could see where I had a lot of friends, you know. And of course, there's always a lot of sourpusses, you know, where you work. You know, you don't make friends with anybody and all that. But I made friends over there. And then the only one that I see from Douglas is, I see her once in a while in a grocery store, and we talk about old times, you know. She's a widow now. She works as a aide in the hospital, guardian hospital, and we talk about old times, you know.
Was she one of the
she's one of the ones in the picture. Yeah, huh? The one that couldn't go with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she it was sad because she was a very attractive girl, and her mother was very strict with her, so she was limited in who she got to know. And she ended up marrying, he was a nice man and everything, but he was older than her, and she just married him because if she didn't marry him, she would never get married because her mother had her so, you know, wouldn't let it go of her. And she married him, and he was older than her. She had two children, and he died. He had a heart attack and died and left her a widow. So it's kind of sad that maybe she would have met somebody else, more her age, you know, and maybe he would still be with her. Her mother's gone, and here she is alone, I think. So that's kind of sad. And I just wondered if my mother would have been that way with me, strict, that I couldn't have gone out and probably wouldn't have met my husband and all that. You just wonder about, you wonder about how it would have been, you know. Because I know she was more strict than my dad. I just wonder how it all ended up.
If you could summarize what your experience at Douglas during the war meant in terms of your life later, what would that be?
Oh, I think it really changed my life because I got to meet other people and know what life was outside of my town. And they introduced me to a lot of things, and which I met my husband through that. And I made a lot of friends. I got to make money, earn my own living. Expanded my whole world because during that time, I even went to Mexico and spent a whole month like cashing all my war bonds and went to Mexico, spent a whole month there. Got to go to Acapulco and all over, and got to expand my whole world. And I got money, buy clothes, and was able to dress nice and just get around, you know. And I think that gave me a lot of confidence. And after that, when I was able to work at other places too, you know, go get jobs. Made me grow up, matured me, I think. I could handle myself. When I went in there, I was very shy, I hardly talked, scared, very insecure, and he just brought me all out, showed me I was worth something. That's about it, I guess.
What are your feelings about the women's movement today?
I'm for it. I think it's about time. Is it possible that this day and age that we don't have, but you know, all these things like equal wages, for example, and opportunities? No, I think it's we should have had it a long time ago. I'm all for it.
What are your thoughts on abortion?
Well, you know, I'm kind of old fashioned. I've changed my mind ever since I had my grandson. I think that if you have to have an abortion, either for like you're a teenager, that would, if you have a baby, it'll affect your whole life, or like you say, rape. But I think if you're married and you have you're going to have a baby, you should go ahead and have it. In certain circumstances, I believe in it, but I don't believe in it just because you decide this is it. I don't want no more children, but I do believe in it for some teenager having it, or that you're all alone and don't have a job and that you have to have it. But just because you want it because you want to keep on working or don't want any more family, I think there's other ways of controlling that.
What would you say was the happiest time of your life?
Well, I like it now, I think I really enjoyed it when I had my daughter, first had her, when she was a baby. All the years that I had her, up until she went away to college. Especially when she was just little.
Are there things that you would change about your life if you had it to do over?
Maybe I would, instead of going back to working in air defense and like that, I would take up a trade, learn a trade where I could have a, I wouldn't have had to retire so soon. I could have had a job I liked. I think that's what I would have learned, how to drive sooner so I could get around and learn a trade, a skilled trade where I could still be working and enjoying it.
Is there anything that you'd like to talk about that I haven't brought up or asked you?
No, I think we've covered it pretty fully. Anything?
Anything else?
Yeah, okay.
I want to say thank you.
All right.